listening to a talk given at the Brisbane City Bible Forum. We hope you enjoy the presentation.
Where's your citizenship? As Scott said, it's a bit of a hot topic with our politicians at the moment. But what about you? Are you an Aussie? Are you a Queenslander? A Victorian? A South African? A Korean? Are you Samoan? Has your citizenship changed? And if so, do you feel like a new citizen? I moved to Brisbane 7.5 years ago, and until I moved here, I thought of myself as an Australian who happened to live in Sydney and Nambour. I never thought much about the state that I lived in. So when moving to Brisbane, I didn't think much about it being Queensland. I thought mostly about how do I navigate Brisbane? How do I get to know the culture of the city? Sure, I'm going to have to, you know, change my number plates and do all of those things, but that's no big deal, right? Rob. I soon discovered, it seems to me, Queenslanders don't think of themselves firstly as Australians, but as Queenslanders. This becomes clearest during State of Origin, of course, when people's Facebook status simply says, Queenslander. But it pervades the rest of the year, with maroon paraphernalia often visible. And it comes out in statements like, they breed them tough over the border, and we'll get through this because we're Queenslanders. Well, it's been a whole new world, and it's produced a patriotism for New South Wales I never knew I had. I am not a Queenslander. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy living here, and Brisbane feels mostly like home. But there's still something about crossing the border and saying, welcome to New South Wales, that makes me feel at home in a different way. And if you're from another country, then you'd feel this far more than I can imagine. Where's your citizenship? Has it changed? See, Paul tells the Philippian Christians they have a new permanent citizenship. Did you see it at the end of the chapter? Look at verse 20 with me. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a saviour from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. The Philippian Christians have a new citizenship. And as Christians here today, we have a new citizenship. But it's not in this world, it's in heaven. So how do we get this new citizenship? Because Paul makes it clear it won't come from being a Jew. It won't come from your nationality, parentage, or your home country, or some sign on your body. It won't come through confidence in the flesh. Did you hear Paul in that second paragraph? He has a long list of things he could put his confidence in. He was born as one of God's special people. He's a Jew. He followed all the laws of the Old Testament. He was a key leader in the Jewish community. Look from verse 4 with me. If someone else thinks they have reason to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee, as for zeal, persecuting the church, as for righteousness based on the law, faultless. But Paul says these things are all a loss. They're garbage. Why? Because he knows they won't give him new citizenship. And he warns the Philippians because he knows putting confidence in the flesh is a temptation. There's even been people telling the Philippian Christians that Jewish heritage or the sign of circumcision is essential for their new citizenship. And what does he call them? He calls them dogs, evildoers, mutilators of the flesh. Paul says Christians are to have no confidence in the flesh. But I think this is something we struggle with too. So it's easy to put the confidence in the things we can see and touch. Things of this world, often in good things, good gifts from a good God. Here are some things I think we're tempted to put our confidence in. Jobs, careers, family, friends, financial stability, ourselves, even in our ministry, how we serve at church. But what happens when we put our confidence in these things? If For example, what happens if we put our confidence in other people? Well, when things go well, it can seem great. When we're loved by family or friends and our boss thinks well of us, then our confidence is high and life seems good. But what happens when they let us down? By making mistakes or not doing what we want, or they get sick or they move away. See, other people will let us down no matter how much they love us and think well of us. What about when our confidence is our job? Most likely we'll work hard, harder than anyone else if we can. We want to please our boss no matter what. Now, working hard is a good thing. Pleasing our boss is mostly a good thing. But what if he or she asks you to do something unethical? What about when your work hours start affecting your relationship with family and friends? Or what happens if you're made redundant? See, our jobs, careers, homes, money are not permanent. They can fail us. They can be taken away. And they will let us down. See, when we think these things or people will save us, when our confidence for life lies in them, we're in trouble. Because at some point, they will fail us. So, maybe I should trust myself. I know this is my most common default. I know what I can achieve, so I'll do the things that I want to make things happen that I want. I want my day, my week, my year to go smoothly, so I'll be organised. I'll have a plan. But what about when things get in the way of that plan? When other people don't do what I want, or the bus runs late, or you lose your job, or you get sick, or just simply tired? Well, I usually end up frustrated, or angry, or upset. Or sometimes frustrated and angry and upset. We do and we will all fail ourselves. So if these things and people will fail us and we can't even rely on ourselves, where should our confidence be? What will give us the new citizenship in heaven? Well, Paul told us in verse 9, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. It's through Jesus. He's the Saviour. He is our passport to our new citizenship in heaven. He makes us righteous, right with God. It's great news, isn't it? It's not through anything we can do. It's not about who we are or anything we trust in this world. It's all through Jesus. If you Christian here today, this isn't, I hope, a new idea to you. But if you're like me, you do need to be reminded. Jesus is the one who saves us. We can't do anything to rescue ourselves. Our new citizenship comes through putting our confidence, our trust in Jesus. He's our passport. That's why Paul can say everything else, even his Jewish heritage, is a loss compared to knowing. He says all these things of the flesh he could put his confidence in are garbage compared to knowing Jesus. Let's look at verses 7 and 8. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ. Well, who's this Jesus that Paul says is so worth knowing? We saw it last time in Philippians 2. We saw how great Jesus is. Jesus is the all-powerful, all-knowing God who created the universe and is the God who became one of his creatures he created. So he knows what it's like to be one of us. And he didn't just come down to experience human life. He came down to rescue us. He came down to die for us, to be killed by the people he created so he could rescue us. So this is where our confidence needs to be. If you're not a Christian here today, this is the great news of Christianity. The God who created us, who we turned our backs on, he's the one who became one of us to rescue us. He loves you and he wants a relationship. He wants you to have citizenship with him in heaven. And the only way we get this new citizenship is by putting our confidence in Jesus and nothing else. I recently read a story about a lady named Jenny. She became a Christian a couple of years ago, and she was really challenged by this call to put her confidence in Jesus alone. As she got to know Jesus in the page of the Bible, she read Luke chapter 14, verse 33, which says, "In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples." Let me read what Jenny wrote. "It was very challenging for my values that I need to give up family, friends, and everything to follow Jesus. But after I studied the Gospels, I understood that Jesus is way higher, way bigger than I thought. He is fully man and fully God and created everything on earth. He created my mum and me, and he also created the relationship and the love between us." See, I think she's got it, hasn't she? She's come to understand Jesus is way higher and way bigger than anything in this world we can put our confidence in. She's put her confidence in Jesus. She's a new citizen of heaven. She's considered everything else lost. She has Jesus as her passport. So what does it look like to live out this new citizenship? It's living out this confidence in Jesus. It's knowing he alone can save us. Because this will actually change how we view the people and things God has given us. If our confidence rests in Jesus, it won't rest in our career, our possessions, our family, friends, or ourselves. If our confidence is in Jesus, not people, we won't fear what others think of us. We won't work to please people, we'll work to please God. If Jesus is our confidence, not our career, then we won't tread on other people to get ahead. And we won't be crushed if we're passed over for promotion. If we trust in Jesus alone, not our money and our possessions, then we'll be generous with these good things God's given us. Use them to serve other people and God at home, at church, and at work. Because none of these good things can save us. None of them are permanent, so we shouldn't treat them like they are or they will. We need to grow our confidence in Jesus. How do we do that? We need to get to know our passport. We grow our confidence in Jesus through knowing him better. We live out this new citizenship by getting to know Jesus more and more. Paul longs to know Jesus. Did you hear it? Paul says he wants to know Jesus, know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings. Because he knows through knowing Jesus better, he'll be made more like him. One day, he'll be raised in heaven with Jesus. Verses 10 and 11. "I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead." Our citizenship's in heaven, our salvation is in Jesus, but we're not there yet. As we get to know Jesus, we are being changed by his Spirit. We're a work in progress, a work that Jesus is doing. Paul longs to know Jesus because he knows Jesus will work in him to change him. This is how we replace our confidence in other things with confidence in Jesus. It's by understanding the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, our Lord. How are you going at getting to know Jesus? At spending time listening and talking with this amazing creator and rescuer? It's not easy, but so we need examples. And Paul doesn't do it alone, and he doesn't call us to do it alone. Or the Philippians. Look at verse 17. "Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, and just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do." So Paul calls the Philippians to look at him and his team and how they're living, and look at the other people who are living the same way. So long to know Jesus and learn from the examples of others who are longing to know Jesus. Only Jesus can give us this new citizenship. put your confidence in him on. Each term, when we've done this, we've broken up into small groups. We're going to do that again now. So grab someone next to you. Have a think and a chat about how we can, how it'll change if we've got our confidence in Jesus, how that might change the way you treat your career, your possessions, other people. Talk about how you can keep getting to know Jesus better. Maybe think of people who you can look to as examples and spend some time praying for each other.